the Red Cross came in to see us a couple of months ago and explained what they had done in jails in the south and what they're trying to do in the jail down here. The jails in the south have a lot of violence with knives and blades and stuff, and a lot of issues with that. We don't have them problems down here. We have a lot of problems with hygiene and the lack of hygiene, the lack of space for prisoners, and attitudes of prisoners to staff and staff to prisoners. And that's something that we want to change. I got elected as the chairman of our group by the prisoners that are all involved, and they wanted me as a spokesman to go forward and bring points of view that we have, the things that we need to get changed to the governors. We had a meeting there on Tuesday with one of the governors, and we brought some of the points of view that we had to him that we could help with. We started off with the hygiene because that's most important to most of us here in the jail.
There will be people listening to you today, JP, and will say, well, you know what, you were convicted of a crime. Mm. You know, you're in jail for a reason. You made your bed. Mm. You have to lie in it. No, it's not pretty, but you just have to get on with it. Mm. What would you say to that? There will be people who are maybe incredulous at the thought that prisoners have a council. No one said prison was going to be ideal.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But as I said at the start as well, prison's about, the punishment of prison is the lack of freedom. It's not being punished while you're here. This is our punishment as being here, being away from our families and being away from our society and not having the freedom to move where and when we like. And I understand that I'm here for doing something wrong. I've pleaded guilty to that crime. I've accepted my crime and I'm trying to make amends for it. And I want to make amends when I get back out into the society as well. And this is another reason why I'm doing Red Cross, is because I want to volunteer when I go back into my community. I don't want to go back into the community and be the same person that I was and be involved in the same things that I was involved in. That's not going to be my life no more. And I can 100% understand where people's coming from. People get the impression that when you come to jail, that you're going to be punished while you're there, and they see things in the films and the movies, but that's not what jail's about. We have done wrong, but we're trying to make amends.
Has prison changed you?
Drastically, big time. Prison changed me around it. I know that I do not want to come back to jail. I do not want to commit crime, and I want to be a better person for my family, because I'm embarrassed. For my family, I'm embarrassed for the things that I've done, and I'm ashamed of them. I have definitely no intentions of committing further crime or coming back to jail.
Do you think about the 5 years you've lost?
Big time. I've lost a lot in them 5 years. Lost my children, lost my wife, lost everything that I had. So I know what it's like to work. I'm not saying that I was a criminal all my life. I committed a crime and I come to jail for it. I worked all my life, worked hard, and I come from a working family. We all work. And as I said, I was married, I had my two children, and now I don't. So I've lost everything.
What would you say to the JP that committed the crime, now that you've done your 5 years so far? What would you say to that man then?
Just calm down, don't be panicking. You don't need a rush to get money, just relax. It's not all, I was just young and stupid, and I should have listened to people that were older than me that told me the difference, and I didn't. So if I went back, I would say, listen to what you've been told to do, and it'll all work out all right for you. And which it well possibly could have. It wouldn't end up here for so long. So, but as you know, we can't turn back time. All I can do is try and move on and try and improve in my life and try and improve on the things that I've done and make myself a better person. And as I said as well previously, we're the prisoners are all about rehabilitation. Nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to come back. And by us trying to help, I think we can get somewhere. Because everything's been tried before and nothing's worked. This is something that's never been tried in the north of Ireland, and it's something that we're going to try, and with the help of God, it'll work.
Mm-hmm. So. You seem sorry for what you've done, are you?
Million percent. I would never have wished what I'd done to happen, but it did happen. And by being here so long, you come to the realisation that you cannot change time. There's nothing you can do to change that time. All you can do, as I said, is try and improve your life to help improve somebody else's life. And by volunteering, I believe when I come back into the community, that will help me, because I have an understanding that I've been here, I've done it, and it'll give that understanding to younger people or older people or anybody at all that wants to listen to me, that this isn't a life for no one, and just choose the right path, because the wrong road doesn't work. It doesn't work for no one.